2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, the 3rd verse through the 6th verse. That's where the main part of my text is going to be coming from this morning. Anyway, we'll start off in Proverbs, and we'll have a word of prayer, then I'll get into it a little bit here. But Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, the 7th verse tells us this very simply. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's the first part of that. It gives it, eat and drink, and saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. And I'll read that again, because the first part of that is very important. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, again, Father, I come with thanksgiving in my heart, Lord, for the opportunity that I have, Lord, to stand up here before you, Lord. I pray, Father, that the hearts and the souls and the minds of people in here, Lord, I pray that you would open them up, Lord. Again, Lord, I pray for myself, Lord, the Father, that you would get me out of the way, Lord. I want the Holy Spirit to anoint this morning, Lord. I want it to go out. I want the Word to go out and touch hearts the way that you would have it to do. And you know, we'll give you the praise for it all, as we always do, in Jesus' holy and precious name, and amen. There's another old saying that tells us this, you are what you eat. Have you ever heard that? Most of you in here have heard that, haven't you? You are what you eat. And to an extent, that is a true statement if you really think about it. You know, when we're talking about the physical part of our bodies, we are what we eat so many times. You know what? But I'm here to tell you this morning that the physical part of us is just a really tiny bit of what we truly and really are in this life. A matter of fact, Jesus said this one time, he said, and he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand, not that which goeth into the mouth that defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. And he goes on to say that whatsoever entereth in the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out at the draught. But those things which proceedeth out of the mouth come forth from the heart, they defile a man. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things which defileth a man, but to eat with unwashing hands defileth not a man. So in a sense, me and you can say this, you are what you think. Amen? You are what you think. With that in mind, I'm going to do the main part of my sermon this morning. It's going to be from 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, the 3rd through the 6th verse this morning. And I'll get over to it here in a little bit and read it. We're going to read it. I'm going to go through it hopefully a little bit by a little bit on this. The scripture we will read, and I'm going to tell you this right now, is the most concentrated teaching on thinking that's in God's Word. The scripture that I'm going to read to you here in just a little bit out of 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. The most concentrated, that deals with it the most about our thinking and the way that we should think. We're going to talk about strongholds this morning is exactly what we're going to talk about. Stronghold back in the Bible consisted of this. It was a fortified place or a fortified city. It was set up on a hill and had a wall around it. Whenever you think of that, you think of Jericho, don't you? And the extreme, and how that city was fortified. And that's what we're talking about. Whenever they fortified these cities, the people would go into these cities or into these fortifications. And you know what? Their hope was that nothing could get into them is what they were hoping. Nothing that could get into them. You know, if the enemy would come against them, they'd go in there and they'd think that they were fortified where the walls were enough to where they could not get in, the enemy could not get into them. What Paul was telling the Corinthian church, and he's telling us exactly the same thing this morning, we can have strongholds in our lives, us as individuals can have strongholds in our lives in the way that we think. Do you want to agree with that? I think we can. I believe these strongholds can be in our lives the way that we think. And I believe that we can be argumentative, we can have opinions sometimes that we hold strong to, and these points can be stubbornly against the will of God and against the Word of God, and I believe this morning that they can be strongholds in our life that I'm here to tell you will keep us from growing and being all that God wants us to be. And that's the preacher included this morning. Amen? Paul's telling us this morning that we need to go to war against these strongholds. That's exactly what he's saying whenever we read the scripture here in a minute. And get this, if you want to grow in your walk with the Lord, and losing is not an option when you're going to battle against these strongholds, because if you do not battle these strongholds with war, with a warlike attitude, I'm here this morning to tell you, you will never grow closer to God, you never will. It just won't happen. It's tremendously difficult to change the way you think. Am I right? I'm here to tell you. I know. It's tremendously difficult to change the way that we think sometimes. And you and I are not guilty of saying about that about someone we know, or we not. Are we not guilty about that sometimes? Of looking at situations in other people's lives who are having issues and they're heading for destruction, and we're saying, why don't they change? What's the matter with them people? Why don't they change? Why can they not change? Listen, it's more difficult than what we think sometimes. You may say, well, they just need to change. They just need to change. Right, they do need to change. But we have to realize that change can be hard because of those strongholds that have been built up in people's lives for years. We've got to learn that. We've got to understand that. There are strongholds in people's lives. There are opinions. There are arguments in their lives that they hold to. And they've been in there for years because, for the most part, these strongholds are not physicals. Why? We all understand this, Lord. This is part of that we will live forever. There's a part of us that's going to live forever. Will you agree with me on that? And it's not this physical part. It's not what you see before you that is going to live forever. We all have a soul inside of us. Everybody in this church, everybody out here in this world has a soul inside of them, and that part of you is going to live forever. That's not the point. The point of it is, though, is what you do with God's Son that makes the point, what makes the difference of where that soul lives after death comes upon you. Either with God or apart from God, depending on what we do with Jesus Christ, His Son. That is the important part. The most important part, everyone here, is eternal soul. That is in every one of us. Let's start with verse 3 of chapter 10 of 2 Corinthians. For though we walk in the flesh, and I'm going to read parts of this, we do not war after the flesh. Walk means, if you got that there, if you see that there, you know what it means? It means we live our lives. That's what it means. Whenever you see that there, whenever it's saying, for we walk in the flesh, it means we live our lives in these physical bodies. Amen? That's what we do. We walk means we live our lives. It said, and it goes on to say there, listen, it says, the flesh means the bodies. Paul's telling us, even though we are living our lives in these physical bodies, our primary battle is not with the physical part that you see before you this morning. That is not where the primary battle lies. The primary battle lies with that spirit that's within each and every one of us. Our primary battle is not physical. And if this is true, these strongholds are battles within ourselves, within us, brothers and sisters, and with other people. Do you understand that? Our battles that we see, we have battles with people constantly. We'll have battles with ourselves. Who is it Sean said this morning? His biggest person that criticizes him is himself. I'm like that. All of us are like that. But listen, we've got to understand also this morning that we will have battles with other individuals at times. We will have disagreements. We will have arguments. And we've got to remember that the battle is not with them physically, but the battle is with those strongholds that are built up in their lives and that are built up in our lives sometimes. You know what? We get so bullheaded, we're like this with people, right? And they can be the same way. There's no doubt in my mind. Paul was dealing with this in the Corinthian church. Paul was dealing with it. The worst church in the New Testament is the Corinthian church. Amen? You read it. If you read 1 and 2 Corinthians, I think I'm justified in making that statement this morning. Paul addressed sexual issues, tons of conflicts in the church, and he also dealt with false teaching. And that was all in the Corinthian church. He dealt with it in that church. So Paul was right in saying strongholds need to be torn down. They are, if you're in your life this morning, I don't care if you're here this morning and you are claiming the name of Christ as your Savior. There may be strongholds in your life that are keeping you from drawing closer. You may be here this morning and you may be lost. You may not know Jesus as your Savior. And there may be thoughts, there may be things in your mind that are keeping you from knowing God, knowing Christ as your personal Savior. I'm here to tell you this morning, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that those strongholds need to be torn down. And not only torn down, but the Bible tells us they need to be destroyed. When I'm talking about taking down strongholds, I'm not talking about just taking them down to a level that you're comfortable with. God's telling us those things need to be totally, utterly destroyed in our lives. Amen? They need to be utterly and totally destroyed in our lives. And listen, and he goes on to say, for we bring down these strongholds, Paul tells us in verse 4 how to do it. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to what? To the pulling down of what? Strongholds. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Only with the weapons of God supplies us can these strongholds be destroyed. I'm here to tell you this morning. Only with those weapons can they be destroyed. If you and I are trying to do it with our fleshly beings, with doing it on our own, I'm here to tell you, we will fail more often than not. They have to be the weapons that God has provided for us. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, not fleshly, are not physical, are not of human capacity, what he's trying to tell us. Amen? There are strongholds in people's lives that only the weapons of God supplies us can destroy them. And I'm here to tell you that is the only way that they will come down. They're walled off, so entrenched. These strongholds in some people are so entrenched in our thought pattern that you know what? The only way to get them out of there is if we totally and truly trust into what God has for us to take them out of there. Some have been thinking that way for so long. I've known people like that. I've known people that have thought the same way for years. You talk to them, they may be older in life, they may be younger in life, but they thought the same thing. And it's hard to get around those strongholds with them. People around you may not have a clue about sometimes they're obvious to all people, these strongholds in other people's lives, and sometimes they're inside of you and no one knows that they're in there. It's just your thought patterns. You may not say a word about it, but they're in there, and I'm here to tell you. Yeah, and you're crying. Maybe you're crying inside saying, I need help. I want help. I'm here to offer help to you today. But you've got to be willing to let God, and I say this all the time, and this is the truth, have it all. And don't take it back. What are these weapons? First off, turn to Ephesians 6:17. I think you all know this one. Ephesians 6:17. I'll let you get there. This is for you if you're truly serious about tearing down these strongholds this morning. I'm telling you, if you're truly serious about this, if you want this in your life, these weapons are there for us. It says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We don't have very many offensive weapons. I'm going to give you three today that I think are in the Bible that I believe can tear down these strongholds in our lives. And this is the first one. It said, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. If you want to change your thought patterns, the Word of God is the ultimate weapon. Amen? It is the ultimate weapon. How many times do you actually pick up God's Word? I'm not talking about just looking at it. I'm talking about reading it with the intent of it sinking into your heart and into your soul. Ephesians 5:26 is another one you need to remember. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the Word. You are bombarded daily. Am I right? Every one of us is bombarded daily with conversations. We're bombarded daily with radio and TV and phones and computers and everything that bombards these lives. I like what Mike said. He said when he was at work at midnights and afternoons, he had the Word of God on there. He had the radio set where it was bombarded with that. A lot of us sometimes, we are bombarded with everything. And our thought processes are attacked on a constant basis because of these things. All these worked to cloud our minds and our thinking. And you know what? If you have strongholds in there, these things sometimes will take and try to fortify those strongholds. All this outside influences, they do. Amen? We're wanting to tear down the strongholds. We're wanting to bring them down. That's why I'm here to tell you this morning, listen to me, if we want to do it, we need to put as much of God's Word in our lives as we can get in there. And these things sometimes build strongholds and reinforce them. That's what I worry about. Some of these outside influence. The weapons, the Word of God can cleanse our minds. And you thought the only thing about reading God's Word was having a moment with your Creator. You know what? I praise God for that moment. But listen to me. Whenever I'm in God's Word, I don't have a whole lot of space for anything else, Claire. Amen? That's what he's trying to tell us. If you're wanting to tear down these strongholds and destroy them, put as much of God in there as you can get in there. Amen. Amen. You've learned that down through the years. I know I've heard you say it. Amen. Get as much of Him in there as you can, and through Him and on Him. Another weapon at our disposal can be found in 2 Corinthians 6 chapter, the 7th verse. Just a few verses back from where our main text is from. And it says, 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, the 7th verse. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on thy right hand and on thy left hand. You know how that's translated out? You know how it says it's translated out? With weapons of righteousness on our right hand and in our left hand. That's how it's translated out. Not because of our good behavior. Not because, Adriana, I can't be good enough. I can't be good enough. I may be a minister, but I'll never be good enough. Never. It's only through His righteousness. And with His righteousness, I stand before you this morning, redeemed. I stand before you, saved this morning by His righteousness. I can do what God, I can tear down, I can destroy these strongholds in my life because of His righteousness. Not because of mine. I have never, ever in my life been good enough. Never. Never. But praise God, by the blood of Jesus Christ that saved me, that come upon me one day. His righteousness. My right hand and my left hand. Amen. Because you know what? We can destroy them. Listen, Satan, I cannot stand on my own. I can tell Satan, I can't stand on my own righteousness this morning. I can't do it. He knows that. But praise God, I don't have to stand on my righteousness. I don't have to do that. But praise God for His Son, Jesus Christ, who can tear down the strongholds. Who can do that? Who can make all this stuff right within us? One more. Brothers, turn to 1 John 5:4. I believe, I'm going to let you get there. I know sometimes I skip through this stuff real fast, but I think it's important this morning. I think it's important this morning. While you're turning here, they say 80% of our kids that go off to college don't return to church after they go to college. 80% of them. This is what got me to thinking about this. This is what moved me to do this, because listen to me. Once you go off to school, there will be strongholds built up in your life. Amen? You people that have been to college, you know what I'm trying to say. They will try to build up these strongholds in your mind and in your life. It's important that we understand, as parents and as those kids that's going off, that listen to me, those strongholds, we need to make sure that they are tore down and kept down, because the Word of God is truth. 1 John 5:4. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. Listen to this. Amen. This is the victory that has overcome the world. What? Even our Faith. Amen. It is our faith. That is another weapon that we have to tear down the strongholds. For those strongholds to be totally destroyed, you and I must believe that they can be this morning. Drugs are not powerful, more powerful than God. Alcohol is not more powerful than God. Sex is not more powerful than God. Amen? To believe that these strongholds can be torn down, we must believe in the faith that Jesus Christ can handle these and that God is able to handle these things. Faith is a weapon, is the victory that can overcome these strongholds. Nothing can get our thinking in the right place. Nothing can get our thinking in the right place like rejecting what the world has for you, has out there for you, and totally relying in the Word of God through faith. Amen? Amen. Like we said this morning, Jonah in the well, Daniel in the lion's den. You know what? They crossed the Red Sea on what? Dry ground. It wasn't 3 inches deep. It wasn't mud. They crossed the Red Sea on dry ground. Amen? Amen. They did. I've told this story before, but I think it's really funny. I like this story. I remember years ago watching those shows on Discovery Channel, and they say there was only 3 inches of water there. And I remember this old preacher saying, he said, he just started praising God, and he said, praise God. He said, drowned all them Egyptians in 3 inches of water. Amen. And wholly embracing what the Word tells us is true. The three weapons there that I just mentioned that God has given us, is it enough to destroy any stronghold in your life and in my life? It is enough to destroy it. Listen, as a matter of fact, if you go on to say verse 4, it says, sermon text this morning, it says this, they are mighty through God. Then in verse 4, it says there, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God. In other words, God is the source of these weapons. He's the source of them. I'll tell you what, I'd rather stand upon the God that we serve. I'll stand upon Him more than I'd stand upon anything else. Amen? I'll stand upon. Paul's also telling us that these weapons are powerful. It said they're mighty. It goes on to say in verse 4, but mighty through God to pulling down, mighty through God. Listen, if you take and get the translation of that, that word is the word that we get the word dynamite from. That's how powerful that these words, that these weapons are. It's a hydrogen bomb on steroids. Amen? What they are. If we are willing and able and put our heart and our soul into it, I praise God. I believe this morning that God can pull down the strongholds that are in your life and in my life this morning. Not only tear them down, but utterly destroy them. That is the image of a wrecking ball being taken to a tower. That's what it is. And demolishing it completely. Listen, why is there so many struggling with strongholds in their life? Because they believe that these weapons aren't powerful enough is why. Be quite honest with you. There are people that believe that these weapons just aren't enough. Now, preacher, I know what you're saying, but you know what? You don't know my circumstance. There's never been nothing taken to man that Jesus Christ never suffered. Amen? But yet, He did it without sin. Amen? So you're telling me this morning that your strongholds can't be tore down? I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I believe they can. One thing is that they resort back to their fleshly weapons instead. They will say this needs to change, so a change of scenery, whatever that entails, a change of scenery may entail, that's one of the weapons that the flesh tries to use. Hey, I will just do a change of scenery. And they think that will help tear down some of these strongholds are in their life. But what happens whenever they come right back around to it, it's the same old thing. Because why? Because they've not changed their thought patterns. Amen? Not changed anything in their thought patterns. They've just changed maybe something else in their life. You see, those strongholds, those old arguments, the same old things may make sense to you. Amen? But are they in line with God's Word? That's the most important thing. 2 Corinthians 10:5. casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Casting down every imagination. Underline that and put arguments, because that's what it means. Casting down every argument or reason for your actions. What it's saying is you have an argument or a reason. You make an argument, a reason for why you do what you do. We all do that. And every high thing, every pretension or claim that you know what's best. What he's saying is that exalted itself against God. You're making up reasons. You're making up arguments. Because why? Because you know what's best. Here's what you're saying. God, I know you're God. I know you're God. You know, and you know everything, God. I know that. I would do it a different way. That's exactly what that verse of Scripture is saying. What Paul's trying to say. If you want to tear down strongholds, you've got to get over that. God, I know exactly what's best. I know what's best. I know you're omnipotent. I know you're omnipresent, but I know what's best. Really? Tell me how much sense that makes to a God that's created everything. Tell me what's it. You know what? I like what Acts 5:39 says. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. I want to see how many people could win that battle. That's right. There is none of us could win that battle. None of us. What kind of an endeavor would that be? When you get serious about breaking down the strongholds, when you stop making up reasons for why they're there. Amen? You just stop making up reasons and arguments for what? Proverbs 3:7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It's time we stop being wise in our own minds. Amen? It's time we stop arguing and saying, God, I know what's best, and reasoning, trying to reason with God, and say, God, just take it. I can't do this. It's yours. I can't do this anymore. It's yours, God. You take it. You do it. Paul also tells us in verse 5, it says, casting down high imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought. You need to underline that in yellow. Bringing into captivity every thought is saying, take it prisoner. Amen? That's what it's saying. Listen to me. Listen. A bird shouldn't be building a bird's nest everywhere, right? They make a mess. Am I right? Sometimes we let thoughts get into our mind. We let them start building up strongholds in our minds. And we let them do that, and they start, and they'll make a mess. Amen? They will make a mess. And I'm here to tell you this morning, it says, take those thoughts into captivity. Take them prisoner. How do you do that, Pastor? I mean, we think a lot of stuff during the day. Listen to me. The Word of God, again. If it's in, you know what? There have been times in my life whenever stuff comes into my mind, I say, Lord, and He sends Scripture. Amen? He sends Scripture. And that Scripture, you know what? That Scripture can take those thoughts captive. They can do that. Don't let these things take hold. Don't let them do that. Like I said, we are bombarded daily with things. Every one of us. Every one of us are bombarded with things daily. They can make a mess. An unfiltered thought shouldn't be allowed to fester in our minds. Amen? Shouldn't be allowed to do that. You know what? That's what he's saying here. He said, bringing into captivity every thought to what? To the obedience of Christ. To the obedience of Christ. You want to tear down strongholds? You want to draw closer to Him? Get your thoughts under control. Get them under control. And I believe this morning that you could do that. It's through the Bible. It's through helpful. You know what? We need to understand this. We've got to take him prisoner. Verse 6. Let's finish up with what this verse 6 tells us here. And in having in a readiness a revenge. Listen, all obedience, when your obedience is fulfilled. Let's read that again. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. You know what that's telling you? It's up to you. The preacher, I can't tear down your strongholds. You understand that? I can't do that. As much as I would love to preach and teach you and show you, I'm trying to tear down your strongholds. It's telling me, Paul's saying, listen, it's up to you to tear them down. It's up to you to get closer to God. It's up to you to want to get to the point where these strongholds are totally destroyed in your life. Amen? Look beside of you. I want you to look beside of you and the person beside of you. It's not their fault. Amen? No matter how much you want to think it's their fault, it's not their fault. One of these days we stand before God by ourselves. Amen? We stand before Him by ourselves and we're going to give an account. I'm not going to give an account for Greg Phillips. I'm not going to give an account for my wife. I'm going to give an account for Dave Long of what I've preached here and what I do in my life daily. And you are going to give an account for what goes on in your life. Are you ready this morning to tear down these strongholds? Because if you are, we're going to have a song. And I want you to come this morning.